Mike, maybe you could start off by taking us through the free agent process. Like, what teams were interested, where you visited, and how you got to decide on the Jets?
The free agent process was rather quick. It came down between the Jets and Cincinnati. I took a visit out to Cincinnati first, and I had a nice visit, but when I got to the Jets, man, it was just a good fit. It felt like home. I had a great meeting with Rex and the guys up there, man. It was just a great fit.
What appealed to you most about the Jets?
I like Rex Ryan's coaching style. I like the offensive coordinator. I think he's going to be able to do some big things. I can't wait to run and play in his offense. So, man, it's just the direction I think the team is going. It's exciting.
Mike, you mentioned the offense. Do you feel like, with your skill set, do you feel like the West Coast is a really good kind of offense for you?
Yeah, I definitely think it highlights my things that I do well in my game, catching the ball out of the backfield, being able to isolate some linebackers, run some routes, and also run the ball in between the tackles. So I think it's going to be good.
Hey, Mike, what do you make of the new running back rule the league passed today?
I can't hear you.
I'm sorry, what did you make of the new running back rule the league passed today?
Can you tell me what it is? It has so many rules.
That in the open field, running backs can't use the crown of their helmet against defenders.
They can?
Cannot.
You can't lower your crown. You can't lower the crown of your helmet.
I never thought you were supposed to do that anyway. So that probably won't affect me that much.
All right.
Mike, did Rex or Marty or anybody talk about how the breakdown of the snaps or anything like that would go, or is that strictly going to be, kind of yet to be determined?
I think it's going to be yet to be determined. I think it's just competition. We got some great backs there, man. I know McKnight there, Bilal Powell. So just competition, and whoever comes out, man, I think it's going to be good.
Mike, when you came out of A&M, you were regarded as a guy with a lot of talent, and except for that one stretch with Carolina where I think you had 400 yards when D'Angelo got hurt, you really haven't had a lot of opportunities or too much production. Why do you think that's been?
I think you can blame it on a lot of different things. You can say a lot of different things, but I've been fortunate enough to play with a lot of good backs on the teams that I've been on, and most of them are big money guys. Darren McFadden, D'Angelo Williams, Jonathan Stewart. So at the same time, learning from those guys, I also had to play behind them, so it was tough. But I think it's put me at a position now where I can come in and be able to make those type of plays and be that guy or that running back, that every down guy.
You kind of think it's your time now?
Oh, yeah, definitely.